Well, welcome back to another podcast. In his very excellent book called The Rational Optimist, which talks about life in the good old days and what life was really like in the good old days and what it's like now, the author Matt Ridley had a one-word answer for anybody who was longing for the good old days, and that word was dentistry. There has been more progress done in dentistry, I'm sure. And I was a fortunate guy that my parents sent me to a doctor when I was young, or a dentist when I was young, and have taken pretty good care of my teeth all along. But I remember when I was a kid sitting in a dentist chair while he grinded away on my teeth and then trying to keep from screaming. Things have gotten a whole lot better. And I have a dentist on the line who's going to talk about that, named Michael Lee. Michael, welcome to the program.
Bob, thank you for having me on your show.
So I don't know anybody when I was growing up who was aspiring to be a dentist. Were there dentists in your family, or how did you get interested in it?
So, we actually had a family friend who was an orthodontist. So back when I was a child, I was exposed early on to orthodontic dentistry. And in that time, of course, we were seeing several general dentists. However, the orthodontist really inspired me just simply by his knowledge and his technical abilities and his training. I was very, very impressed. So growing up as a kid and going through orthodontics, completing orthodontics, and coming through the educational system, finally making a decision whether I was going to become an attorney or go to med school or become a dentist, I ultimately made the decision to become a dentist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so what, just to, for people to place this in time, when did you graduate from dental school?
I started in dental school in 1992 and graduated in 1996.
Okay, all right. So you've been a practicing dentist for, 20 years now?
It's been a good many years.
Okay, so tell us what's happened since you started practicing, the progress that's been made in your profession.
Wow. So when I was going through dental school in 92 through 96, some of the early things that was just starting to, become integrated into the dental school, and believe it or not, that was the adoption of wearing gloves, part of the OSHA and safety that was required amongst all dentists. They were starting to incorporate that at that time. And prior to then, I actually spoke to many a dentist, and I'm sure, Bob, you can probably remember those days.
Oh, yeah.
Where we walked into the dental office and the dentist would practice no gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of the, if you will, older practitioners disliked wearing the gloves. So that today is now the norm, along with wearing the mask and a number of other, if you will, health safety things that we've put into place, protocols for all dentists as well as for the employees. Now, aside from that, in terms of the trend of dentistry and what has been happening, better restorative materials and also implants are a big thing now, restoratively and for removal of prosthetics as well, and our accuracy in terms of the how we do our root canals and also CAD-CAM dentistry. Very exciting times.
What is CAD-CAM dentistry?
So a perfect example of this, and you may find some offices out there that are starting to incorporate this, where if you needed a crown or an inlay or an onlay, after the dentist preps the tooth, we're able to digitally scan that preparation into a digital image onto a computer, and from there we're able to manipulate or design the new restoration. And from there, we can either send it off to the laboratory via email, or if the dental office has the milling unit that can mill, we have these different blocks, if you will, and they're different material blocks, and they're able to mill it right then and there and actually deliver the restoration at the same seating appointment.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's more commonly known as 3D printing, right?
Yes, but it's truly, you know, the 3D comes from the CAD CAM, and I do quite a bit of, if you will, implant dentistry in my office. So with the CAD CAM, or the 3D images, I should say, that we receive, I can see, I basically can digitally plan my work field prior to me even touching the patient.
That's true.
Very interesting.
Well, so, you know, our age group here is baby boomers and older. Could you give us some advice as to, you know, general healthcare tips and you know, what they can expect to see in the future?
Absolutely. As with, you know, any patient, whether they're in their 20s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s, oral health care should be a number one priority for several reasons. One, I mean, the medical community finally has accepted of the fact that periodontal disease can affect cardiovascular and can cause heart disease problems in the long run. Visiting your dental office, well, twice a year, three times a year, four times a year, depending on your periodontal health, i.e. bone around the root of your teeth, will dictate how many times a year you'll be seen by the office. And having a good cleaning in between visits is very important in keeping your perio and oral hygiene health. What patients can do in between is practice good brushing and flossing. Those are the minimum, without question. Brushing and flossing is key.
Now, let's talk about that for a second, because I read something recently in the paper that they had found that flossing wasn't that important. You would argue with that.
So that was not even a real study sanctioned by the ADA or within the scientific community. All the dental offices, including the American Dental Association, as well as our local component, or I should say state, which is the California Dental Association, still requires, or not requires, but you know, says that flossing is an extremely important aspect of the oral hygiene health. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, personally, clinically speaking, in my office, and when I talk to the rest of my colleagues, there's no way that we will ever tell our patients to ever stop flossing. That little piece of string will actually clean the collected plaque and food that collects throughout the day, where the toothbrush will never, ever be able to access that.
Okay.
And flossing is a key component.
Okay.
I would never, ever tell a patient to stop flossing.
Okay, audience, you heard it directly from the source. Is there anything else that would be interesting to my audience?
Well, you know, with patients that have current, if you will, gold inlays, onlays, or full coverage crowns, whether they be porcelain fused metal crowns or all ceramic crowns, the necessity and going to your dental office and continuing on with recall appointments is very important, so that we're able to monitor any and all restorations. And the other topic is x-rays, too. X-rays, without a question, is one of our other diagnostic tools that helps or aids us in our examinations when we clinically look over all the teeth. Mm-hmm. So the once-a-year checkup x-rays that we provide for our patients in our office is extremely important. It gives me a radiographic history year by year of all of their restorations, and if there's any decay that begins early on, not only can we detect it clinically, but radiographically. There are areas where we may not be able to see it clinically, but we can see it radiographically.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed. Everybody's got teeth and everybody wants to take care of them. And that's one of those things that when everything's fine, you don't think about. But, man, if you've got a toothache, that's all you think about.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for doing the interview with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on the show.
And so that's going to wrap up another podcast. As always, I would ask that if you are enjoying these, please tell one other person, and that will enable our audience to grow. So until next time, I appreciate your listening.